Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Chavav. We are holding out the Mishnah on the top of Daf Chavav Amud Aleph. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Leila Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, the Neshama Shavin Aliyah, and is also sponsored by Morris Tobin, Lezecha Nishmas, Gad Ben Yoshua, whose yard site is Shabbos, the Neshama Shavin Aliyah. We thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to discuss, the Mishnah is going to talk about if a karban is still going to be kosher if the shirayim had been ruined before the Akhtaras HaKometz. So you took the kmitza, you have the shirayim left, and before you get to be matir the Kometz, something happens to the shirayim. It becomes tummy, it becomes lost, something happens to the shirayim. Can you still be matir the Kometz? Is the karban still going to be kosher? So that's going to be a machlokas in the Mishnah. Then Rav is going to be mechadish, that even if you hold that a mincha is pasul in such a case, if at least some of the shirayim remains, at least the kazayus of the shirayim remains, that's going to be kosher, and we're going to bring a raya from a brisa. Then the Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph is going to talk about the status of a kometz that was never put into a kli shareis. So you took the kmitza from a kli shareis, but you then were never makdish that kometz in a kli shareis. Or if a kometz was burnt in two parts, instead of burning the whole kometz all at once, you cut it, you split it into two, and you burnt half, and then you burnt the other half. Both of those cases are discussed in the very short Mishnah in the middle of Amud Aleph, and then the Gemara is going to bring three different opinions how to understand the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, who is Machshir a Kometz that was not placed in a Kli Shareis. So three ways of understanding what he even means by that, and we're going to have three challenges to Rav Nachman's way of understanding what Rabbi Shimon means by that, because Rav Nachman thinks that Rabbi Shimon holds that you do need to be Makdishit in a Kli Shareis. So we're going to have three challenges to that until finally we reject the Shita of Rav Nachman in his understanding of Rabbi Shimon. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to explain a machlokas whether the kometz could be burnt in three or four parts. We said that the Mishnah is going to tell us that if you take the kmitza and you split it into two and burn half and then the other half, that's okay. What if you split it into three? What if you split it into four? So there's a machlokas about that. Why would that be a machlokas? What's behind that machlokas? Then the Gemara is going to have a machlokas whether the shirayim becomes, at what point the shirayim becomes mutter to eat. We know that when you're maktir the kometz, that's when you can eat the shirayim. But what's called maktir the kometz? Is it when the fire first catches onto the kometz? Second, the kometz is put on the fire, so right away, now you can eat the shirayim? Or do you need to wait until it's mostly burnt before you can actually eat the shirayim? So the Gemara is going to have a machlokas about that. Then, at the very end of the daf, the Gemara is going to raise three different shilas about abnormal ways of burning things, and all three shilas end in a teku, and that will bring us all the way to the Mishnah on the top of tomorrow's daf. So let's see if we get there. So again, picking up from the Mishnah on the top of Chavav Amud Aleph. So there is a Gemara in Pesachim, a quotes a Braisa, where there's a Machlokas Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Shua that's relevant to our Mishnah. The Gemara in Pesachim, the Fayin Zion, quotes a Braisa that if you have a Zevach, that the Basar of the Karban became Tameh or became lost before you ever got to do the Zrikas Adam, should you still do the Zrikas Adam? If there's no Basar that it's going to be Matir, can you still do the Zrikas Adam? Rabbi Yeshua says, main Basar ain't dam. If the basar zevach became tameh or became lost, the dam doesn't get thrown on the mizbeach. That's it. The carbon's ruined. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, dam afal pi she'ein basar. Rabbi Eliezer says you could still be zorik the dam even if there is no basar that the zrikas adam is going to be matir. So says the Mishnah, nitmu ushiareha, nisrufu shiareha, of dushiareha. Let's translate that machlokas over to a karban mincha. What if the shirayim of the karban mincha became tame or became burnt or became lost? So kemidas Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Eliezer, shita im psachim, who holds that when it comes to a zevach, dam afal pishein basar, that you go ahead with the dam even though the basar is gone. So the same is going to be true by a karban mincha, that even though the shirayim is gone, kshera, still be makdir the kometz. U kemidas Rabbi Yeshua, but according to Rabbi Yeshua, that a main basar ain't dam, that if the basar that the zrikas dam is coming to be matir is gone, then you might as well not be zorik the dam, because the whole thing is ruined. Well, when the shiraim is gone, then psula, the whole thing is ruined. You can't be maktir the komets. That is the shita. That is our mishnah. That the machlokas perfectly aligns. Now Tosfos Mikiveger points out on the mishnayos. Tosfos Mikiveger's commentary or his ha'aros on the mishnayos. He points out that even though Rabbi Yeshua says im ein basar ein dam, that if there's no basar, you're not supposed to be zorek the dam. The Gemara in Pesachim tells us that when the carbon had become tameh, you're not supposed to be zorek the dam, but b'dieved if you zorek the dam, the carbon would be kosher because it sits as meratzeh on tuma. So if the basar had become tameh, don't be zorek the dam, says Rabbi Yeshua. But if you do, it's going to be kosher. So then what's going on in our mishnah? Does that translate over to a korban mincha? So Rabbi Kiveger says there are two ways to understand our mishnah. One is that according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's only possible lichadchila had the shirayim become tameh, but b'dieved, just like by a zevach, if a basar became tameh and you were zorek the dam without asking a shayla, the carbon is going to be kosher. So to the same would be true by a mincha, that if you mak to the komets, it's going to be kosher. Or maybe Rabbi Yeshua holds that when it comes to a mincha, it's going to be possible even b'dieved. And the mishnah is telling us that just like Rabbi Yeshua holds it, that im ein dam ein basar, so too he holds im ein shirayim ein komet, but he holds it even more strongly than he holds im ein dam ein basar. Whereas im ein basar ein dam, he's going to say that if the basar becomes tameh lechatchila, you can't be zorik the dam. But maybe he holds im ein shirayim, if the shirayim becomes tameh, even b'dieved you can't be makdir the komets. Okay, so says the Gemara now a chiddush. Amar Rav. Rav says v'husha nitmu kol shiareha avol mitzah shiareha lo. That even though Rabbi Yeshua said that if the shirayim is ruined, you cannot be makdir the komets, that's only if all of the shirayim is ruined. But if you have some of the shirayim still left, then you can go ahead with being makdir the komets. So kasal k'daitach nitmu in avod v'sarv lo. The initial assumption is that what does Rav mean when he makes this qualification? That only in the case where the shirayim became tameh, so having some of it left is still good enough to proceed with the karban. But if it were lost or burnt, then even part of it being lost or burnt ruins the karban and you cannot proceed. Well, my kasavar, what would be the svara to be mechalik between a problem of tumah on the one hand versus a problem of avado saraf on the other hand? E kasavar shira milsihi, if you hold that having any amount of the shirayim left is good enough, then if you love the saraf nami, then even if most of it or half of it was burnt or was destroyed, you should still be able to go ahead with the karban. And if you hold that having some of the shirayim left is irrelevant, it doesn't accomplish anything, you need all of it left, well then nitma mai taima. Why is it that when some of it became tamei, you're allowed to go ahead with the karban? Must be because demeratz tzitz, because the tzitz covers for the shortcoming of tumah. Well, if that's the case, yihachi kol shirei nami. If the tzitz covers for the shortcoming of tumah, it should cover for the shortcoming of tumah, even if that tumah affected all of the shirayim. So says Mar Liolam Kasavar Shira Milsihi. Rav must be assuming that having some shirayim is good enough, and the karban is still kosher. You could go ahead and be mak to the komets as long as some of your shirayim remains. Why is he mechalik between nitma, where you can go ahead and do that, versus avod v'saruf, where you cannot go ahead and be mak to the komets when some of it remains? He's not mechalik. He only mentioned nitma. V'nitma v'uadin la'avod v'saruf. He said that if some becomes tameh and some doesn't, go ahead with the karban, but he meant, and if some becomes burnt and some doesn't, if some becomes destroyed and some doesn't, go ahead with the rest of the karban. V'ayid karban nitma, why did he only give the example of nitma if he meant all of those things? So Rishayu Nakid, he just gave the first of the examples of bad things that could happen to the shirayim. So since when we talk about how the shirayim can get ruined, we say nitma o avud o saruf. So he says nitma v'chulei. So you're supposed to understand that the same is true. And the Gemara says, I'll bring you a raya that Rav is correct, that as long as some of the shirayim is remaining, even Rabbi Yeshua would allow you to go ahead with the car. korban kiditanya. Rabbi Shomer calls Zochem Shabbatorah Shinishtayman Kazayas Pasok Kazayas Chalev Zorik as Adam. Any zevach, any animal korban that you have a Kazayas Pasok left or a Kazayas Chalev that you could still be Maktir, so you could still go ahead and be Zorik the Dam. But a Kachatzizayas Pasok, Kachatzizayas Chalev, Enu Zorik as Dam. If all you have left is a Chatzizayas of Basar or a Chatzizayas of Chalev, then you cannot be Zorik the Dam. Uba Ola Afil Chatzizayas Basar Uka Chatzizayas Chalev Zorik as Adam. By a carbon Ola, even if you have a Chatzizayas of Basar plus a Chatzizayas of Chalev, totaling a full kazayas, that would be enough to allow you to be zorik the dam, even though normally basar and chaylev are split from one another. We don't combine them with one another, but by a carbonola we do, because by a carbonola everything gets burnt. The basar and the chaylev gets burnt. So as long as you have a kazayas of stuff to be burnt on the mizbeach, a kazayas of stuff for achilas mizbeach, then that's enough to go ahead with the carbon. B'mincha afilu kula. And by a korban mincha, even if the whole korban mincha is still there, you can't be zorek the dam. So it says Gemara, mincha maya vidita. There is no dam in the korban mincha. It's flour. What are we talking about over here? So Amar Rav Papa, minchas nesachim. No, we're talking about a mincha that is brought as the nesachim along with a zevach. And we're saying that if the basar and the emurim of the zevach are ruined, they're gone, and all you have left is the minchas nesachim, you cannot be zorek the dam of the zevach. Salka daitichol. I'm at thought that since the mincha comes along together with the zevach, it's like having some of the zevach left, and therefore you can be zorik the dam. That's why he tells me that no, you cannot. So where does this price to learn that even if there's no basa that's roi la'achila and all you have left is chaylev, that that's enough to be to allow you to be zorik the dam? Because the pasuk says when it talks about zrikas hadam v'hikter achaylev. Of the reich nichoach laHashem chaylev afal pishein basar, that as long as you have chaylev to be maktir, then it's worthwhile being zorek the dam. You're allowed to go ahead and be zorek the dam. Just having chaylev to be maktir is enough of the carbon still remaining to allow you to be zorek the dam. So says my ashkan chaylev. Yeah, that's if I have regular chaylev. Yoseres u'shtei klayos minalan. How do I know that even if I only have the yoseres and the shtei klayos, that that's good enough to allow me to be zorek the dam? Because the price had said that if all you have left of the korban is the minchas nesachim, then you can't be zorik the dam. Sounds like minchu delo yizrok yisar shtei klayos yizrok. So it sounds like if all you have left of the korban is the minchas nesachim that goes along with it, okay, you cannot be zorik the dam. But if you have any parts of the animal left, you can be zorik the dam. So it seems from the brisa that if you have the yoseres shtei klayos, that's enough. You can go and be zorik the dam. Minolan, but where do we derive that from a pasuk? I know that's what the Bryce is telling me. Where do I see it in a pasuk? So Rabbi Yochanan, the day Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says on his own, we learned this from a pasuk, l'reach nichoach. Kol shatamala, l'reach nichoach. As long as you still have something to be mala, l'reach nichoach, to burn on the mizbeach, so then you're allowed to be zorik the dam. You still have enough of a karban to allow you to be zorik the dam. So it says Gemara, v'itzrich l'michtav chelev, itzrich l'michtav l'reach nichoach. The pasuk has to tell me both things, that you can't ask that from the fact that it says l'reach nichoach, I should already know that as long as I have any part of the behema to bring on the mizbeach, I'm allowed to be zorik the dam. Why do I need it to say chelev? The ikas of chelev, had it only said chelev and not reach nichoach, hava min chelev in, yosar shtei klayos lo. I would think that having chelev left to be makter on the mizbeach is good enough to allow you to be zorik the dam, but having yosar shtei klayos is not good enough. So kasar rachman reach nichoach, that's why I had to say reach nichoach. But vikas of rachman reach nichoach, had it only said reach nichoach, hava mina afilu mincha, I would have thought that even the minchas nesachim is enough of the carbon to be left to allow you to be zorik the dam. So that's what kasar rachman chaylev to tell me no, that if all you have left of your carbon is the minchas nesachim, that is not enough to allow you to be zorik the dam. Okay, now a new mishnah. So a brief Mishnah, two halachas in this Mishnah. Halacha number one, shalob klisharis pasal Rabbi Shimon Machshir. If you have you take the kmitza and then you don't put it into a klisharis, machlokas tanoim. Tanakama says it's pasal. Rabbi Shimon says that it's still going to be kosher, even though you didn't place the kmitza into a klisharis. Second halacha, hikter kumtzu pamayim ksheira. If instead of burning the kometz all at once, you split it into two and burnt half and then burnt the other half, that is going to be kosher. That is perfectly acceptable. So now the Gemara is going to work on that first halacha. In that first halacha, we said that if you don't place the kometz in a klisharis, the Tanakhama says it's possible, but Rabbi Shimon says it's kosher. What does Rabbi Shimon mean when he says that if you don't place the kometz in a klisharis, that it's still kosher? Three possibilities. What is Rabbi Shimon based on when he says that if you don't place the kometz in a klisharis, the mincha is still going to be kosher? Because Amar Kra, the pasuk says when it talks about bringing a korban mincha, kodesh kadashim hi kachatos v'cha asham, that in some way a mincha is similar to a chatos and it's similar to an asham. Which in what way? Bala ovda biyad. If you want to go and bring the kometz biyad rather than in a klisharis, you want to just bring it by hand ovda biyamin kachatos. Then you need to use your right hand just like you would by a korban chatos. By a korban chatos, you zorik the dam directly with your etzba, directly with the finger on your right hand, not by having it in a klisharis and flipping it toward the mizbech, directly with your hand, because the pasuk says by korban chatos, v'loka hakoin midam chatos be'etzba o v'nasal al karos mizbech ha'ola. So the Gemara derives Maseches Vachem Gzereshav from Mitzora, where it says v'tavol hakoin es etzba o hayimanis. So when it says the word etzba o, when it comes to the zikas dam chatos, that it's got to be hayimanis. That it's einu el yamin. So since we're saying that a mincha is like a chatos, so if you're going to use your hand when it comes to be maktir the kometz of the korban mincha, you got to do it be yamin and not bismol. But bekli of the bismol ka'asham. But if when you decide that you're going to bring the kometz, you're going to do it bekli, so then you could carry the kli in your left hand, because just like a and that's like a korban asham. The zrikas dam of a korban asham is with the kli. Rabbi Shimon holds that since it doesn't say etzba by korban asham, it only says kuhuna, you could be zorik the dam with your left hand. So too by a mincha, which is we have a hekesh between a mincha and an asham, insofar as that if you're going to use a kli, then you could use your left hand. So that is one understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Again, Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah said that if you don't put the kometz in a kli shares, it's still going to be kosher. What does he mean that by that? So Rabbi Yehuda Rebbe Chiya says what he means is that if you do put it in a kli shares, you can use whichever hand you want. If you don't put it in a kli shares, you need to use your right hand. Then Rabbi Yanai Amar, he says, I have a different explanation of what Rabbi Shimon means. That mikivon shekmatzo mikli shares ma'aleu afilu behimyano afilu b'mekidah shel cheres. That once you take the kmitza from the kli shares, you take the kometz from the kli shares, you can bring it on the mizbeach, even in your belt or even in a piece of pottery. I mean, you don't need a kli at all in order to bring it on the mizbeach. So the ikur chiddush of Rabbi Yana is to disagree with Rabbi Yehuda, who requires yamin when you're oved biyad. And he's and that what we're saying over here is that if you're doing it biyad, there's no such requirement of doing yamin. Riska Rav is a little bothered that like ikur chasam in a sefer over here, he doesn't say beferish about small, which is his major chiddush, that you could even use your left hand when you're bringing it up to the mizbeach biyad. And then the third understanding of Rabbi Shimon is of Nachman Yitzchak, hakol modim b'komet shaton kiddush. No. Even Rabbi Shimon holds that once you take the kmitza, you must put it into a kli shares. Rabbi Shimon's chiddush is that once you did that, you could take it out of the kli shares with your hand and be makter on the mizbeach by hand, but it has to have initially gone into a kli shares. So now says the Gemara, who is right? So Meisvei, the Gemara asks on the first opinion, that of Rabbi Yehuda Breid Rabbi Chia, who says that if you're going to use your hand, you need to use your right hand. But if you are going to use a kli, then you could use your left hand to hold the kli. Hekter chalav mevarim ve'etzim shehelon ben biyad ben bekli ben biyamin ben b'smol ksherin. That if you're being maktir chalev or evarim or etzim of the ma'aracha on the mizbeach, so you could do by hand, by kli, right hand, left hand, all fine. Hakomet vaktoris valvon v'shelim bein biyad bein b'kli bein b'yimin bein b'smal ksherin. And the komet and the ktoris and the levona that you bring with it, whether it's with the yad, whether it's kli, whether it's your right hand or your left hand, it's all kosher. Beferish it says that even if you're bringing it with your hand, you can bring it with your left hand. Bein biyad bein b'kli bein b'yimin bein b'smal. So even if you're doing it biyad, you could bring it b'smal. Tiyufta de Rabbi Yehuda bray de Rabbi Chiya. So that's a tiyufta. Rabbi Yehuda bray Chiya said that if you want to use your hand, you need to use your right hand. So the miuchas, the Rashba says l'chora, it's a kasher of Nachman as well, because he holds that even according to Rabbi Shimon, you need a kiddush kli. Whereas the Brisa says that the komets that you mal is ben biyad ben b'kli is going to be kasher, that you don't need kiddush kli. So isn't it a challenge to the third understanding of Rabbi Shimon as well? So the Miuchas Rashba says no. Rav Nachman would say that this price is talking about after your makdish, the komets in a kli, you then want to bring it to the mizbeach. You could do that. Biyad, bein b'yimin, bein b'smol. So that's not against what he said. He just said that you need to initially be makdish the komets b'kli. So anyway, so isn't this a challenge though to Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya, who said that if you're using your hand, you need to use your right hand? So Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Chiya, let's start in Katani. He says you're misreading the Braisa. The Braisa should be read as follows: Biyad b'yimin. If you're using your hand, you got to use your right hand. B'kli, bein b'yimin, bein b'smol. When we say bein b'yad, bein b'kli, bein b'yimin, bein b'smol, we're saying that using your yad and using a kli are both an option. Using your right hand and using your left hand are both an option. But should you choose to use your hand, you need to use your right hand. So using a left hand is an option if you're going to use a kli. But if you want to use a yad, then you need to use your right hand. So therefore, it's not a challenge, it's not a problem for Rabbi Yehuda b'Rei Rabbi Lai. So says Mar Tashma, I'll ask Akasha on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the third understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Again, Rav Nachman is one that says that even Rabbi Shimon, who says you don't need the kli sharis in, you don't need the komets in a kli sharis. He holds, says Rav Nachman, even Rabbi Shimon holds, yes, you do. You need to put the komets in a kli sharis. It's just that you can then take it out of the kli sharis when you are maktirit. So Tashma, is that really true? I'll bring you a raya against Rav Nachman, because kamatzo mi kli sharis. Let's say you take the kmitza from the initial kli sharis that the whole korban is in. So you take out the kmitza v'kidsho shelo b'kli sharis, and you makadesh it not in a kli sharis. V'helo v'kidsho shelo b'kli sharis, and you're malit on the mizbech and you're makter it not in a kli sharis. Possible, the kmitza is possible because it never became hukdash in a kli sharis. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon machshirin b'matan kli. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon machshir the kmitza as long as it was placed into a kli, even if it's not a kli sharis. So isn't that a challenge to Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said that Rabbi Shimon holds it needs to go into a kli sharis. Matan kli, any kli is not good enough. It needs a kli sharis. So ema mi matan kli ve'elach. No, you have to be goris in the brisa that when do you not need a kli sharis? Once you already put the komets in a kli sharis and it became kadosh, then you don't need a kli sharis going forward. You could take it out of the kli sharis and then you can put it into any other kind of kli. So that's not a checkmate on Rav Nachman. Toshma will bring a second raya against Rav Nachman. The Brisa says as follows: V'chamomrim komets totin kli sharis, that the komets of your korban mincha requires a kli sharis. Keitzad, what do we mean by that? Komtzo mi kli sharis umekadcho be kli sharis, that you take the kmitza from the kli sharis that the entire mincha is in, and then you're mekadesh that komets in a kli sharis. Umalu maktir be kli sharis, and then you bring it up to the mizbech and you burn it all in a kli sharis. V'Rabbi Shimon Omer, and what does Rabbi Shimon say? Where does he say you don't need a kli sharis? Kivan shekamatzo mi kli sharis, malo maktir shalom kli sharis v'dayo. Since you took the kmitza from the initial kli sharis, you don't need a kli sharis. After that, you don't need to place the komets into a kli sharis. That's directly against Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said that even Rabbi Shimon holds you need to place the komets into a kli sharis. You could then take it out, but it at least needs to go into a kli sharis. And this brisa does not say that. So says Gemara, ema kivin shekamatzo v'kidsho b'kli shareis malo matiro. Ah, we're misreading the Brice, so we need to adjust it a little bit. That what the Brice is really telling me is that I need to take the kmitza from a kli shareis, I need to put the komets into a kli shareis, but then going forward after that, I can do whatever I want. I can take it out of the kli shareis and be makdirit. However, Tashema says Gemara a third raya against Rav Nachman. Komets b'yaminam nasim b'smolo. If you take the kmitza with your right hand and then you put it into your left hand, yachsul yamino. You got to put it back into your right hand. Because if you're going to do the avodah, biyad, you got to do it biyamin. Meaning the kometz has to be done in the right hand. But bismolo, if after you put it into your left hand, chishev aleha, you took the kmitza again, biyamin. You then put it into your left hand. And while it was in your left hand, you had a machshava to eat it or to be makter it, bein chutz l'makomo, either outside of the Azara or tomorrow, right? You know, we're past the Zman. Puzzle the Inbo Kares. It will not become pickle. You're not going to be Chayiv Kares. Because even though when you have a Machsheves Chutzlis Mano, normally it's Mefagel the carbon, and therefore you become Chayiv Kares. When you eat from this Mincha, you're not going to be chayv kares because the machshava of Chutzlis Mano is only Mefagel a carbon that's Ra'ui La Avoda. But small below kli is not going to be kosher. So if you had the machshava while it was in your left hand, it's not kosher la avoda. So a bala of the biyad of the biyamin, if it's in your left hand, it's not valid biyamino. But if you took the kmitza biyamino and it's still in your right hand and chishiv aleha, and while it's in your right hand, you had a machshava to eat it or to be makter it improperly. So chutz l'makomo, if the improper machshava was to eat it or be makter it outside the azara, pasul vein bakar. That's regular pasul. Chutz's manuv nachshava was to eat it or be makter it beyond the zman tomorrow. So then pigul v'chayav nalav karis. Then it's pigul and you are chayav karis. Div Rabbi Lazar v'ri Rabbi Shimon v'chamram kivishnas on the small pasalto matanaso. And the chum disagree and they say once you put it into your left hand from the right hand, so that's it. There's no way of fixing it by putting it back into the right hand. So my time, why do the chum hold that once the kometz is in the left hand, it becomes pasul and there's no fixing it by putting it back in the right hand. Mishum Dubai Kedusha B'Kli, because you need to be makdish the komets in the Kli Shareis. V'kimen shen nesanu l'smol, nasa kedam shen nishbach mitzavar behema l'ritzba. We always, throughout this Masechta, try to find the parallels between a mincha and a zevach. So what is the parallel of a mincha where you took the kmitza with the right hand and then put it into the left hand? What's the zevach parallel of that? So you say, oh, you know what the zevach parallel of that is? It's like blood that came out of the animal's neck and just landed on the floor. You never got it, you never caught it in a kli shareis. Where a safo pasul, you can then gather it up and try to put it into a kli shareis, too late. It's ruined. So the same is true by a komets. Putting the komets into a kli is mekadeshit, and that's the same as kabbalah sadam of a zevach in a kli. So if after you took the kmitza of the mincha, instead of putting it into a kli, you put it into your left hand, that's like the blood of a zevach landing on the floor. So it's ruined. So mechlal, but you see from the fact that Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon hold that if you take the kometz biyamin and you put it into your left hand, that you may put it back into your right hand, and they do not say that it's the same as the blood spilling on the floor. So Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Shimon lo bo matan kli. And why do they not say it's the same as the blood spilling on the floor? Because they don't hold you need matan kli. Meaning, if you needed to put it in a kli shareis, it should be just like the blood spilling on the floor before it ever went into a kli shareis. Putting the kometz into your left hand is putting it into the wrong place before it ever goes into the kli that it needs to go into. Elamai, why is it not a problem? Because it never needs to go into a kli. Ah, so that's a tiyufta to Rav Nachman tiyufta. So that's a real challenge from Nachman, because Rav Nachman thought that Rabbi Shimon holds, yes, it does need to go into a kli. You see from here that it does not. Now, this brisa that is a raya to Rabbi Yehuda ben Chiya's understanding of Rabbi Shimon, where he said that if you want to do the avoda with your hand, you got to do it with your right hand. So this is a raya, because if you want to do it with your hand, you got to do it with your right hand, and that's why you need to put the komets back into your right hand if you had put it in your left hand. However, according to Rabbi Yanai, who said that Rabbi Shimon holds afilu behimyono, even bismolo, you can could use even your left hand. So isn't this a tiyufta? Why is this price talking about putting it back in your right hand? And if you're having machshavos while it's in the left hand, those machshavos don't really matter as much. Why? According to Rabbi Yanai, Rabbi Shimon holds that the left hand is just as good. So Rabbi Yanai, anada amri, ketana da hektar. He'll say, you're right, this price is against me. But we had a price on Amar Aleph that's just like me. Because the price on Amar Aleph said that hektar chalav mevarim and akometz, that you take bein biyad, bein bikli, bein biyamin, bein bismol, are kasher. So that price said you could use yad, you could use kli, you could use right, you could use left, and it made it sound like even if you use your hand, you're allowed to use your left hand. So how did we tie up that price? And we said, no, what that price meant was that bein biyad, you can use your hand, but it better be the right hand, bein bikli, or you can use your kli, and then you can use your right or your left. He says, I don't tie up the price that way. I think bein biyad, bein bikli, bein biyamin, bein bismol means whatever. Your hand, your kli, right hand, left hand, it's all good. So I hold like that Tana, and therefore I'm not bothered by the fact that there's a Tana against me. We then said in the Mishnah, the second halacha we had in the Mishnah is that if you take the kometz, split it into two parts, burn half and then burn the other half, that's fine. So says Gemara, and what if you split it into more than two parts? You can do it twice, not three or four. If you can split it into two parts, you can split it into three or four parts as well. So my benai, what are they arguing about? They're arguing whether a kometz has a minimum shear. What if the coin is really tiny hands? So if he takes a kometz and it's pachos mishnei zesim, is that a valid kometz? So if you hold that a kometz by definition has to be a minimum of shnei zesim, so then when we say that you can split it into two, you're still being maktir a kazayis at a time. And maybe that's a requirement that you must be maktir a kazayis at a time. But if we say that a kometz is whatever size it is, you have a teeny tiny kohen with small hands, so he's got a kometz, so it's less than shnei zesim, and yet we still say you're allowed to be maktir in two parts. Why? Because apparently you don't need a kazayis at a time. Oh, if you don't need a kazayis at a time, split it into three parts, split it into four parts, it's all fine. So Rabbi Shimon Levi Savarin kometz pachos mishnei zesim, that a kometz is always a minimum of shnei zesim, and therefore vein haktara pachosim kazayis. So you're never going to be allowed to do a haktara of anything that's less than the kazayis. So don't split the kometz into so many pieces that you're left with less than the kazayis to burn at a time. Rabbi Yochanan Safar, yesh kometz pachos mishnei zesim. Kohen can have a kometz that's less than shnei zesim, v'yesh haktara pachos mikzayis. And therefore, when you split it into two, sometimes you have less than a kazayis, so maybe you split it into three or four or whatever, and it will be less than a kazayis, and that simply doesn't bother us. Itmar, kometz mehem say matzah shirayim v'achila. We know that once you take the kmitza, you have to be maktir it, and as soon as you're maktir the kometz, the shirayim could be eaten. What does it mean, as soon as you're maktir the kometz? It's not a moment, that's a process. So at what stage in the process of the haktaras hakometz do we say, now you can eat the shirayim? So Rabbi Chanina Amar, Misha Mashlobo Esha'ur, that as soon as the fire catches onto the kometz, right away the shirayim becomes mutter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Misha Tatzis Bo Esha'ur Berubo, not as soon as the fire catches onto it. You need the fire to have caught onto the majority of the kometz in order for the shirayim to be mutter. So the Gemara explains the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. Why is it? Where does he get the idea that the fire has to be holding the majority of the kometz, affecting the majority of the kometz in order to allow the shirayim to be eaten? Samlei Rabbi Yehuda l'Rabba bar Rabbi Yitzchak Asbara lach taimed Rabbi Yochanan. Let me explain to you where Rabbi Yochanan gets it from. Amar Kra, the pasuk says when it talks about the destruction of Sodom, v'ine ala kitar ha'aret ki kitar ha'kivshan, ein kivshan mala kitar achatatsis ha'or berubo, that it describes that the destruction of Sodom as like kitar ha'kivshan, where the kivshan only starts smoking when the fire is tatsis berubo, when it starts affecting the majority of it, the majority of the eitzim that are in that furnace. So the same is true by Menachos, because it says v'hiktir ha'kohen Ein Es Askarasa. When do you have the Hikdir? It must be only when the fire affects the majority of the Komets. Amr Le Ravin Bar Rav Adal Rava, Amr Talmid Dayich, Amr Rav Amram, that your Talmidim say in the name of Rav Amram, that Tanya, we have a Brisa that talks about the Psukim by the Parsha of Korban Olam, Parsha Sav, where it says, Zogstar Sa'ola, he al Mokta al Mizbech, Kalalayla, and Abogar, Ve Isha Mizbech, Tukad Bo. So the Brisa learns from this Pasuk the din of things that need to be brought beyom that you hadn't brought throughout the course of that day. So Ein Li Al Dvarim Shadarkan Li Karev Belayla. I would only learn from this Pasuk things that are supposed to be brought at night. Kigon Evarim Upadarim, like the Evarim of a Karbonola, the Pedarim, the fats of the other Karbonos, Shemalin Umaktiran Mi Boa Shemesh, Umasakan Volchan Kalalayla Kula, that you're allowed to bring them up on the Mizbeach after Shkia Sachama and let them burn all night. Dvarim Shadarkan Li Karev Biyom, what about things that are normally supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach during the day? Kigon Hakomets, Valavona Vaktoris, Uminchas Koanim, Minchas Koin, Meshuach, Minchas Nesachim. All of these things, but Komets is what we're focused on. Shemalin, Umaktirun Mibo Hashemesh, that you're allowed to be mala these things even after Shkia. Says, whoa. Va'amrit, darken the Karev Biyom. What do you mean you're allowed to bring them after Shkia? We said you have to bring them Biyom. After Shkia is not Yom anymore. No. Ela'im Bo Hashemesh. You bring them right before Shkia. Shemesachim Volchon Kol Laila. And that's okay. You can bring them right before Shkia and let them continue to burn Kol HaLaila. That's what we mean to say. So Minayin, how do I know that that's true? And again, all we're focused on here is the Komets. That if you take the Komets of Korban Mincha and you put it on the fire right before Shkia, that's fine, even though it's going to burn later on. How do I know that? Tamil Omer, Zos Taras HaOla Riba. That Zos Taras HaOla tells me that you can be mal of them even just a little bit before Shkia Sachama and they'll continue to burn throughout the night. So once we explain the Brisa, so now we're going to show why this is against Rabbi Yochanan. V'ha'im bo ha'shemesh lo mishkachsos tatsu or berubo. Rabbi Yochanan says that the shirayim only becomes mutter to eat when the fire has latched onto the majority of the komets. Well, that doesn't happen if you put the komets in right before Shkia Sachama. Then by the time Shkia comes, it has not latched on to the majority. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, calls man that it hasn't latched onto the majority. It's not considered a haktara. So you didn't do the haktara before Shkia Sachama. So says Mara Lokasha, kan liklot kan lahatir. The definition of haktara may be different for different halachos. Meaning our discussion was, at what point can you eat the shirayim? When was there enough of haktara to eat the shirayim? For that, maybe you need the majority to be burnt. But this brisa is talking about a different halacha. It's saying, when is it burnt enough that will let you that will allow the rest of the burning to happen at night? That when did you have enough of the burning during the day that the rest of the burning could happen at night? That could just be a mashahu. That could just be as long as the or latched onto it at all. Rabbi Lazar masni la mi bo hashemesh umukum la bepokin. Rabbi Lazar actually thought that the brisa is talking about where you put it on the mizbeach after Shkia. But we said it's got to be put on Biyom. Yeah, he's talking about if it flew off of the Mizbeach. You had put it on Biyom, then it flew off of the Mizbeach after Shkia, that you could put it back on after Shkia. V'chein kesar of Dimi, Amar Rabbi Yanai, bepokin, that it's talking about something that came off of the Mizbeach. Umi Amar Rabbi Yanai, hachi, does Rabbi Yanai really say that? V'amar Rabbi Yanai, ketore shapakom elgabi Mizbeach, afilu kratin, full pieces of ketores come off of the mizbech. Kratan shema ein machzirin asan. You're not allowed to put them back on the mizbech. V'tanu Rabbi Chanina bar Minyomi b'dvei Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that we darshan from the pasuk asher tocha le'eshes ha'ola al mizbech that he kulei ola to machzir that parts of a carbon ola that come off of the mizbech you could put back on the mizbech. V'yet to machzir he kulei ketores but you cannot put back on the mizbech pieces of ketores that came off of the mizbech apnimi. So how can Rabbi Yanai say that the Brisa is talking about ketores that were poken from the Mizbech? By Ketores, there's no din of Achzoras poken. So says Mar Sami Mikan Ketores. Yeah, take Ketores off of the list of things that you're allowed to put on the Mizbech after Shkia, if it was poken from the Mizbech, if it somehow came off of the Mizbech. Okay, so now the daf concludes with three shailas about abnormal ways of burning things. Amar Rabbi Yasi, Kipasha Rabbi Lazar ben Menachas. When Rabbi Lazar was learning Menachas, Boi Hachi, he raised the following shaila. Komets Shesidro, Vesider Allah Vesamar, maracha mahu. Normally, you have a maracha of etzim, and you burn the kometz on the etzim, because the etzim is a firewood, so you got to burn it on fire. What if you put the kometz under the maracha? Briska Rav and Chazanish say it means in between, because if it's under, it's not going to do anything. So you burn it in between the pieces of wood. Derech haktar bekach, or in derech haktar bekach. Is that a normal way of haktar and therefore kasher, or is that normal way, not a normal way of haktar and therefore the shirayim are going to be asr to eat? Teku. So the Gemara leaves that unresolved. Shaila number two. Bayichiskia, evarin shesidran v'sider alehen esamaracha. Let's say you have the evarim of karbanos that you already zorik the dam. Now you need to burn the evarim and you put the wood on top of them. Mahu. Ala etzim amarachmana dafka ala etzim. Do we say that the evarim need to go on top of the wood? Odilma kivin de ksiv kra achrina ashatocha le'esha sa'ola ala mizbeach. That ibayach, it says ala mizbeach. It doesn't say ala etzim over there. So maybe ibayach yavin, ibayach yavin. It's a shnei ksuvim amachishim says that. You have one pasuk that says ala etzim, another pasuk that says ala mizbeach, and there's no kasuv ashlishi machriya b'nehem. So maybe what do you do when you have shnei ksuvim amachishim says that and no kasuv ashlishi machriya b'nehem? Maybe you have the option of choosing either one. You can either put it on top of the wood or you can put it under the wood. So either one is fine. So take it. The Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. And then a third shayla. What if you put the evarim next to the maracha? What's the din? According to the opinion that when it comes to the shnei bezichei levona that go together with the lechem apanim, where we're told that it's supposed to be placed, that v'nasata ala marachas levona zaka, that it needs to be on the marachas of the lechem apanim, that according to the opinion that that means literally on the bread, then there's no shiloh over here also. Da'ala etzim ksiv, that it means on the etzim. Ki tibayu lachalib d'man yomar al besamach, but if you hold by the bezichei levona, that it only needs to be in between the breads, nearby. So mine, what's the din over here? Do we say that the evarim could be samach li etzim? Hachanami al besamach, odilma al etzim dumyu da'ala mizbeach, mahasam al mamish, af hachanami al mamish. Do we say over here it also means samach? Do we say it means al, just like al mizbeach, means al mamish? Teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up at the Mishnah on the top of Amud Aleph. Everyone have a great day and a good Shabbos.